Hey, thanks for holding. This is Gail. Is this Chad?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Chad. How are you this afternoon?
Well, just fine.
Good. Now, by your company name, you've got to be a firefighter.
I am.
Awesome. Thank you for your service. Wow. Thank you for your service. That's amazing. Wow. My husband was a firefighter. It's been a while, but he was. So, yeah. Nice. Very nice. So, it sounds like you and Tara were talking about the first page listing that we're filling out today on Google.
Right.
Okay. So, what I'll do, Chad, is I'll walk you through how everything works real quick, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you. And it looks like, now I'm actually getting conflicting. I see 9 months and I see, you've got 19 years of experience behind you in construction.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, this is the second business that I've owned.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. What was the first one, out of curiosity?
It was called DC Construction. We bought it from a retired fireman, and then I sold out to my partner.
Oh, wow. Wow, okay. Yeah. And then now you're starting from scratch.
Starting this one again, yep.
Okay, wow. Well, why now? What prompted you?
I found I was sitting in my recliner a lot on my days off, so I figured I'd better do
that. Now, does that translate into the wife wants you out of the house more?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
She has a pretty flexible schedule, so.
Yeah, I kind of wondered, because that happens around our house, too. You know, when I'm needing him to get up and do stuff, I just start walking around the house with a hammer. And he gets right out of that chair. if it gets really serious, I get out the cordless drill. And then he knows I must be in business. And he's like, no, let me do that for you, honey.
Sorry.
I just gotta mess with you. I'm just playing with you.
Oh yeah. Of course.
So, now what types of construction are you specializing in? Are you doing remodeling? Or are you doing new builds?
Right now I've been doing remodeling and some new builds, some small stuff, and then I'm getting into skid steer work. I just bought a new skid steer, so.
Oh, fun. I have always wanted to operate one of those. I've never had the opportunity. I've run forklifts before, but I've never operated a skid steer. It looks like you guys have too much fun is what it looks like. So you're looking then for a little bit of excavation work too.
Absolutely. More excavation than anything.
Okay. Probably a little easier on your body, I would think.
Well, it is, plus my tractor is air conditioned and heated.
Oh, beautiful. Does it have a radio?
Oh, absolutely. Bluetooth.
Nice. Oh, nice. Nice. You're going to have to send me a picture when we get done setting you up, for sure. I've got to see it. I like seeing those toys. I really do. I honestly love new tools. I love new toys. I've always been about the gadgets, and I grew up in construction. My dad was an electrician, and I got brothers and sisters that are all in the trades. So, yeah, I was raised on it. It was a steady diet, and I love it. So I should probably get around to telling you what all happens. So the listing that we're filling, it's an exclusive listing in that we would close the category of construction for the Pueblo area, and we close it for a 50-mile radius around home base for you. So in a nutshell, what that means for you is we'll never work with or promote any of your competitors into that first page position. So if they do well, and I'm looking here, I would actually put you as general contracting, and then we can key in on the types of services that you offer. So we could do bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, excavation. I would assume landscaping would kind of fall in there too. So we can use that as a keyword also.
Right.
So in that 50-mile radius, it's very strict Google rules. We're not even allowed to work with anyone else who offers the same services as you do. So it would be your protected area. And then we do all of the programming that's necessary so that anytime anyone is searching for your services, you pop up right in the map on the first page of Google in their search results, and then they're able to just click and call you directly. So we don't filter or screen those calls at all. They all go directly to you, and they're unlimited. We don't charge for clicks or leads or calls or jobs or however they've labeled them over the years. Now, I noticed I didn't find a Google business profile for you. Is that something that you filed for yet?
No, we have. I have no idea. I'm not real tech savvy. I swing the hammer and do the work, and my wife has been working on my website and Facebook page and all of that stuff.
Oh, awesome. That's awesome. And Google Business Profile, no problem. That's actually something we'll go ahead and get going for you in that case. And we don't charge for that, and Google doesn't charge for the listing. You're probably familiar with it, with what it looks like. If you've ever Googled anything, a business or a service, it's the box that comes up with your company name, click to call, click for the website. Have you seen those?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thought so. And that's what we'll want to put up for HoseDragger. It's one of the very first things that people see on you, and it's what'll store those Google reviews too. And you know, you don't have any negative notations anywhere online. So, and given your experience, I don't think you're going to have any problems with getting reviews.
Right.
And of course, that's something we'll want people to be able to see. Now, I also, Tara had actually noted your website isn't up quite yet.
No, we have it. I own the domain. My wife is just, we got to put all the pictures together and she's going to build it.
Okay, nice. Very nice. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed when I was looking for online presence for you, I noticed a Yelp listing and then there was an Angie's or a Home Advisor. Now, are you doing the pay-per-lead? You doing pay-per-lead through both of them?
Not through Yelp, just through Angie.
Okay. And how's it working for you?
I actually just did it like 2 days ago.
Oh, wow. That is recent. Okay. Have you gotten any leads so far?
Well, I have them turned off because I have enough work right now, so.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. How far are you booked out?
Till the end of the year.
Oh, wow. Now, how much gap was there in between when you sold to your partner and when you started HoseDragger?
Oh, quite a few years. I sold in 2010. I started a job, and just by word of mouth, I started a job in March and decided, well, if I'm going to do this, I might as well start the business, another business.
Oh, and sure.
And I haven't slowed down since.
Oh, wow. Well, so something for you to keep in mind, and I've only learned this from talking to contractors across the country every day. When I was in remodeling, it was taboo. You didn't book out past 2 months. I mean, it just wasn't done. Customers wouldn't wait. Now you guys are in such high demand. I'm hearing book outs as far as 9 months, even a year. I mean, you know, that depends on area. I'd still be a little squeamish about booking out that far as a business owner. But
you
can book farther out if, you know, I mean, it's the norm these days. So if you were worried about losing people because you couldn't get to them until February, might not be the case. So you might be all right there.
Guys waiting. Both of these guys are waiting over a month and a half, and they're still waiting, so.
Wow, yeah, and that's kind of the way it's going. There's just such a shortage. And you've probably noticed it, too. There aren't a lot of young people coming into the trades, which is really sad. It's really, really sad.
No, that's why those old guys have to do it.
I know, right? My gosh. It's
not easy.
No, it's not. It's not easy on our bodies. It's not none of it. This is my retirement job, and I took it because we specialize in working with companies in the trades. So, it saved me from driving 250 miles a day, checking on 10 different job sites. I just couldn't do the long hours anymore. And that was, I wasn't even the one battering my body up doing the work. So yeah, I feel for you guys. I have serious chiropractor bills. So does first page placement on Google sound like something that would help you get your business kicked off well this coming up this new year?
It does. As long as it's affordable.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So let me get pricing for you. You are a perfect fit, so there's no doubt there. And I'm going to look at actually two different promo codes. Because you're showing up at least on Angie's as 19 years in business, I can actually get away with a legacy business discount. But because you're officially 9 months, I can get away with new in business too. So I'm going to see which one gets you the best. Bear with me. I've got to get our retail screen up and see what we're looking at for Colorado, and then I'll apply those credits for you. So while I'm getting that up, our pricing is on a month-to-month basis. We don't lock you into a contract. We really just, we don't believe in it. We feel if we're doing our job here, then we have no need to lock you into a lengthy contract. So I hope month-to-month is okay with you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, good. And then it's on a flat monthly rate and never anything more. We don't add taxes or click fees, call fees, nothing. So your rate will always be the same. And then, of course, the leads and calls all go to you. And then from there, you do business however you normally do business. There are no restrictions or requirements as far as what you have to take or can't take or how far you can or can't travel. You're free to go to the ends of the earth if you'd like to, or decline something that's right next door. So no requirements there. So let's see. We're coming up. It looks like retail for Colorado is at $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup. But let me play with our codes here. Did I also notice that you're a veteran too?
I'm sorry, what?
Did I see that you're also a veteran, Chad?
Yes, I am. I'm a Marine Corps veteran.
Awesome. Thank you for your service there as well. I appreciate that too. And you also get another discount for it. So that's awesome. Okay. So it looks like the one that they gave you the best credit and the best deal is the new in business. The prices came out just within a couple dollars of each other. But the new in business is actually throwing in a free website build for you. So I'm going to take that one in case you want it. So that brings your monthly down to $249, but let me get your veteran discount in here too, because it ought to knock another $50 at least. Oh, perfect. Okay, so that did. So between your two discounts, it got you down to $199 a month. And then the first one lobbed off the most it was going to on the setup fee, took off $200. So that makes your setup fee only $99. So the $99 setup fee is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again, even if you put your leads on pause, or your service, I should say, on pause. If you're too busy, need to stop for a while, decide to take the wife to Barbados for a month, whichever it is, there aren't any startup fees again. And then you're locked in at that $199 for life. So regardless of what retail prices do, you're still locked in with those discounts for life.
Okay.
So you're a great fit for the listing. And this sounds like something that might do you a little bit better than the Home Advisor Angie's, where you're paying per lead.
Right. And like I said, I just started that, so I don't even know how that's going to work out.
Yeah. Have you used them in the past?
I have not. It's just something my wife and I looked into, and then they called, and I finally got to a point where I slowed down enough to where I thought, well, maybe I can use it. So I went ahead and signed up.
Well, as fellow wife of a firefighter, maybe, but also fellow veteran, I served you. I was in the Army.
Okay. For your service.
You're welcome. I don't like to go around bashing any company. So I'll let you do a little research on your own. Look up, FTC lawsuit against, or charges against Angie and Home Advisor. You should find an article, and I'll let you form your own conclusion from that. And then if you decide you want to cancel them after reading that article, another tidbit for you, there's a federal law. It's called a 3-day right of rescission. So if you change your mind within 3 days of paying them, all you have to do is call your bank, tell them, look, I decided I don't want this. I don't want anything to do with it. I want my money back. And by federal law, they have to take your money back from Angie's and give it back to you. Those are my two tips for the day. Okay? Right. And if you can't, you know what? Let me see if I can find that article. I know I have it bookmarked here somewhere. And I can text it to you. That way you can see it too. Then you don't have to go fishing for it. It's quite interesting. And I had a similar experience when I worked with them. I can't lie. I just don't want you in something that's going to rip you off. It would make me mad. It makes me mad whenever I see it, and I see it a lot. There we go. I'm sending a text to you. I hope you can get texts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. I just sent a link to you. It's ftc.gov.
Oh, yeah, I found it.
Yeah. You found the article. Apparently it's pretty widespread. Well, I guess if the FTC is on it, I guess it is pretty widespread. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know where they're at on those charges. I haven't followed up. It's been a few months. But yeah. So now you're in the know. Obviously your decision to make, I would love to get you into something that'll actually help you out and get you jobs without having to pay through the nose for every single lead that comes through. I mean, it gets expensive when you're paying by the lead.
Well, some of them do. Yeah. They have a broad range from $18 to almost $300.
Yeah. I kept getting bathroom and kitchen remods. And they were anywhere from usually $100 to $150 was about the range for those. They were on the more expensive side. Never the $300. I don't know what they'd charge that much for, but especially when five dogs.
I don't know.
Especially when five dogs are paying for the same meal. I mean.
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, you've got a little bit of time. You know, if you just signed up a couple days ago, you would still be within that 3-day ROR. If you needed to use that I've heard they don't give money back easily. So it would probably take, you know, the federal law to make them do it like the ROR.
Right.
So, now knowing what you know,
So
where are you at? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking this doesn't sound like a bad idea. Do I have any time to think about this?
Well, sorry for my dog. Clearly, I work remotely from home. Normally, I would say no because we have a one-day window to fill our listings, and this one came open this morning. But given that they literally, I'm the last one on the phone. They shut our call center down already, and it didn't sell because we're still sitting here talking. So, if we could get it done tomorrow, I can still use the discounts for you, so getting you the best rate. Beyond that, I can't make any guarantees.
How about you call me first thing in the morning?
You got it. What time would you like?
Where are you at?
Well, I'm actually in Colorado. I'm on the Western Slope.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, how about like 9 o'clock? Would that be good?
That's perfect. I'm up at 4. I mean, I'm not caffeinated at 4.
I'm at the fire station.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm at the fire station today, so I'll be home in the morning with my wife drinking coffee.
Wonderful.
And speaker, and we can both make the decision together, which I think that would be before this.
Okay.
But,
yeah,
you know, she's part owner of the business, and I like to include her. But I think after we talk and you tell her about Angie, and then I think she'd be more apt to go for this, especially since it's a set price.
Right. Okay. And I would agree. I would want her included in the conversation, too, in being part owner.
So,
and then I can answer her questions, too. So we'll all have coffee together at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
9 o'clock. I'll be home sitting in my recliner.
Awesome. I'll talk to you in the morning, Chad. You have a good night.
Awesome. Very good. See you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.